Hello and welcome to Polish Daily here on Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Kasper Ziemianin and today I have a long-awaited guest. It's Agnes Szelak. Hello, Agnes.
Hi, Kasper. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Okay. Is the weather in Poland still very severe? Is it very cold?
It's insanely cold, yes. I'm from California, so this is a bit shocking. Especially since the fall was so mild, now the winter is it's here.
Uh-huh. So is it the first such a heavy winter for you?
No, I mean, obviously I grew up in Poland and Chicago, so, you know, I've definitely experienced some heavy-duty winters, but this is strange after living in California for 13 years.
So. Uh-huh. It's funny you mentioned this because I wanted to ask you in the first question. I wanted to talk to you about your music and your artistic practice later, but first of all, I would like to ask you about your biography, because you had quite an interesting biography. You were born in Poland, as you mentioned. But then you moved to Austria, as far as I remember.
And yes, my parents were separated because my dad left to work in the U.S. in 1980. And then soon after he left, the martial law began, and so he couldn't come back. And so my mother and I didn't know what to do. Well, I don't really remember what my mom was going through because I was five, but or 4 or 5 years old, so she had to make a decision, and I think she decided that she wanted to get out of the country. Things were really bad here at that time. I mean, we couldn't get bread, and, you know, there were, like, tanks at the intersections and soldiers everywhere. It wasn't a very good atmosphere. So we fled to Austria as political refugees, and there we lived on some refugee camps for, I think, over 6 months. And then we got a visa and left for the U.S.
For U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
And you lived there for 13 years, you said?
No, I lived in the U.S. Most of my life, actually. I just came to Poland now. But we moved to Chicago, and then I moved a lot when we were young. When I was young. Well, when my parents were younger, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then for college, I went to Northwestern University, which is very close to Chicago. So I stayed in the area, and then my junior year of college, I went and studied in University of Sussex in Brighton.
Yeah, I was going to mention, you also studied in UK. You stayed some time in UK. What was it that you studied?
Well, my undergrad degree ended up being a film and video degree,
mm-hmm.
and that was my declared major when I was in the U.S. before I came to England. But Sussex at that time did not have a very good film department, so actually I studied mostly modern European thinking, so comparative literature and philosophy.
Okay.
But I did shoot a film while I was there.
Wow. What was the title? Can we see it?
Uninvited Guest.
Uninvited Guest. Is it anywhere online available?
No, it's on Super 8, and I've been meaning to transfer it to video.
It's not easy.
And no. I haven't done so, but yeah, that's on my list of many things that I want to do and incorporate into my website.
Okay.
It's not very good, Casper.
Well, students' movies, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Casper, you're very quiet now.
Am I?
Like, yeah, 10 dB. I would say about 10 dB quieter than you were when you first started.
Okay, because I changed the microphone just to see if it helps at all, but it doesn't, apparently. So I'll switch back to the other one. So I was going to ask you, all of your travels and journeys, does it anyhow reflect in your music, in your arts?
Well, I think it does. I mean, I feel like it's funny because one of my closest friends and I have conversations like this all the time, and it always comes down to the same question of nature versus nurture.
Uh-huh.
How much does, you know, how we're raised affect who we end up being, and how much of it is who we are from, you know, when we're born? And I feel like there's a feeling that I've always had that's really a really interesting feeling. It's this idea that I don't really know where my home is.
Yeah,
and I don't literally put that theme into any of my work, but I think it's reflected maybe in the way that I mm-hmm. deal with media, and I deal with the genre. I don't really stay in one place. It's always kind of moving around, you know, when I'm experimenting. Mm-hmm. One of the most important things for me is experimenting and changing mm-hmm. and constantly evolving. So I think if we're trying to find something where it's like the most literal translation into my work, I think maybe that's the connection. But, you know, mm-hmm. I think...
Well, you do quite a lot of different things. So maybe this is a bit... this is a reflection of your journeys and many places where you stayed.
Yeah, possibly. Mm-hmm.
What was I going to ask you? Maybe we should play a song of yours. Do you have any particular song that you would like us to play, or
what do you have access to? What are you going to play it?
I have access to your website right here.
Okay.
So we could.
I just sent you a track, an email that's on my SoundCloud account. That's a private link. It hasn't been released yet.
Okay.
But it's quite long. It's 20 minutes long, so I think that might be too much.
We could play just a short extract from this one if you like.
Okay, it's not a song. It's I would call it a electronic piece. It was composed primarily on the Pro One, well, only on the Pro One synthesizer.
Uh-huh.
So it's layered synthesizer, and then it was recorded to tape.
Uh-huh.
To analog tape. So in this project, I was really trying to play just with analog media, trying to get away from that digital sound,
yeah.
away from plugins, away from Maxim SP.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
So the digital technology was already available, but you wanted to go back into analog.
Yeah, I composed this last January, so definitely.
Okay.
And it's about to be released on a label called Rural Fawn.
Okay.
And it's going to be actually an LP, vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
So the end medium also is an analog medium.
Okay.
So I just sent you the link. Did you get
it? I just checked my email and it's there. So let's play a few minutes from this track.
Sure.
It's titled Zenith, right?
Yes.
Okay. back to interview with Agnes Szelak here on Resonance 104.4 FM. We just listened to a little bit of your track called Zenith. When is it going to be released and where?
It's being released on Rural Fawn Synth series.
Okay.
And I'm not sure about the exact date because you know how things go with releases. So it keeps getting pushed a little bit, but I think it's going to be in either February or March.
Okay.
And it's a split LP, and the other side is a track by The Norman Conquest.
Mm-hmm.
And both of our tracks are meant to be played together also.
Ah.
So you can listen to them separately, and you can also listen them together.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was funny because we talked about looking for kind of not being sure where your place is in the world. You are, and this program is kind of about this topic as well, because I live in England and I'm an immigrant here. You are also kind of, as you said, you don't know where your place is in the world. It's kind of...
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't. And being in Poland, I thought coming back to Poland, I'd be like, oh, I'm Polish.
Uh-huh.
Finally, this is it. But honestly, I feel so much more American since I've come to Poland.
So is it first time after how long in Poland?
Well, I visit Poland, so it's not my first time back, but it's my first time living here as an adult.
Oh.
I left here when I was 5, so...
Okay. And how do you like Poland nowadays?
It's great. In some ways, I wanted it to be less modern because I wanted to have a little bit more of like a different experience. Obviously, there's a lot of similarities between all Western cultures, so it's not so dramatic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I really love it. I think Krakow is an interesting town. It's not necessarily somewhere I would stay to be in the music scene.
Uh-huh.
I find the music scene a little small for me here.
Mm-hmm. But there is a lot of stuff starting to happen in Krakow, I would say, recently.
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe next year I'll try to live in Warsaw for a little bit, but I don't exactly know how I'm going to do that yet. So that's being figured out right now.
Okay, okay. So Warsaw is your next place. Okay. So maybe let's talk about a bit more about your music now.
Okay.
You release music under different names, including Yvonne, Mirmir, Dokuro, and so these are also collaborations with other people. And is there any particular that is your favorite in a way, or is it like just different types of your personality? Or
it's definitely just different sides of my personality. And different things that I'm trying to do. I think releasing a lot of different material as one artist is complicated. It's complicated when you stay under one name, and it's also complicated when you release under different monikers.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's the right way to do it. For me, it's easier to compartmentalize or keep the project separate in my mind, especially the collaborations, obviously. They have their own life, they have their own timeline, almost separate from my own in a way, because I truly believe in my collaborations. When I come together with that other person, a new third being, a new third artistic entity is created, and I'm a part of it, but it's not really mine. It's its own thing in a way.
I know what you mean. Do you have any favorite person that you collaborated with or not?
That's a very complicated, tricky question.
Oh, sorry.
Definitely, Marielle and I have a very deep connection. I think she and I are going to make music for the rest of our lives, no matter where we're living.
So
I think that's...
And this one is under name?
Murmur,
okay.
Yeah. That collaboration is... It just really has a life of its own, and I truly believe that she and I are... We're going to be old grandmas sitting on a porch somewhere, and we're still going to be making music together. So, and you know, that's one of the really kind of amazing things about making music with a woman too, is that there's a connection there that's really so much different than when I work with men. And uh-huh. It's really difficult to explain, but she and I, we're very, very connected.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, Norman and I and Dokuro, I mean, that's something that's very active right now in my life. We're working on our new album right now.
Mm-hmm. I think it's I think it's one of my favorites of your music.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm actually really excited about the new material. We're kind of trying to move away from being... Well, it's complicated because in Dokuro we're kind of doing two different things too. We're doing our improv stuff, which is much more dark mm-hmm. and improv-y, but still very electronic. But the album that we're working on now is actually, I would consider it dance music.
Wow.
So, and I'm really excited about it. I think it's, I don't know. I think it's good material, so it's been really fun to be working on it. And
okay.
I'm not looking forward to trying to figure out a label to try to put that one uh-huh. on.
Okay. So shall we play another track? Which one would you like us to play? Murmur or something by Dokuro?
I think you should decide.
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
So I would like to play something by Dokuro from the album The Black Room. And the track is called October Moon. Back in the interview with Agnes Szelag on Polish Deli Resonance FM. when we were off air, you said there's a lot of things that you would like to mention. So maybe, what? Tell me, what would you like to say?
Oh, I know. It's just when you mention collaborations, my mind spins into a thousand directions, because that's one of the most important parts of making music for me, is collaborating with other people. And so I've recently collaborated with somebody new, and it's been really fantastic. We're playing music together, but we're also working on an installation together. And I don't want to say too much about it, because it's very, very young and it's just flowering, so I don't know what's going to come of it. But that's kind of an interesting development as well.
Okay.
And I have another record that's completely different. It's like minimal classic, classical music.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, and that is with a man named Jason Hoops. We composed pieces for piano and cello, and it's all acoustic.
Wow.
And right now I'm trying to find somebody that might be interested in releasing that material.
Okay, let me know. I might play some of this stuff when it's ready. So we are kind of running out of time already.
Okay.
So maybe if people would like to find out more about you, where would you point them? In what direction? Is it your website?
I would definitely point them at my website, or Murmur's website. But I feel like this interview won't be complete if you don't play a Murmur track.
Okay. So we can end with Murmur track in a second. So okay. What's the address of your website?
It's just my first and last name, agnesshalock.com.
Okay.
Or you can also try, if that's hard to remember, aggieflux.com. They both go in the same place.
Okay. So maybe we should spell it. It's agnesshelag.com.
It's two S's.
Two S's. agnesshelag.com. I will post link on Resonance website as well. And obviously, I would like to ask you, what's your nearest plans for the future? Any gigs? Any releases?
Yeah. Dokuro is going on tour this spring.
Uh-huh.
We're going on an improv tour. We're playing mostly in Germany, Netherlands, Prague, maybe Budapest and Vienna. We're still actually putting the tour together, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
And then
You're not coming to UK?
No, we decided not to come to the UK, mainly for financial reasons. I think when we put out our new record and we have a booking agent, somebody helping us with the tour, I think we'll come through for sure. But I think with this tour, just because we're doing it DIY, it's hard.
So
and then, go ahead.
Is it most of the stuff you do, is it DIY, or how does it work?
I try to release on labels, even if they're small or boutique-y.
Yes.
I have not recently. When I first started out, I was self-releasing, but now I really try to get my material on some sort of label.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's always helpful to have a label behind you, I think.
Yeah. In some ways, sometimes it's a hindrance. I think each time you try a new label, it's a gamble.
Mm.
You don't really know how much that person is going to do regarding press. Or having connections for tours and stuff like that. So I think it's a tricky thing.
It is.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about your future plans and.
And when Mariel was here in November, we played a show at Alhemia. We recorded a lot of material, so I have yet to dig into that. And we'll see what comes out of that. I think it's definitely the beginning of a new record.
Okay.
And then Marielle and I and Helena Espival, she's from the Espers, she's also a cellist. We have an upcoming release. It's coming out, I think, any day now. And it's Strings and Improvisation. It's called Improvisations for Strings and Electronics.
Okay. So, thank you very much for this conversation. We didn't have enough time to talk about much more stuff that you do, but if people want to find out more about you, please go to the website, agnesshelag.com. And thank you very much for this conversation.
Thank you, Casper.
And as we promised, to end our show, we'll play a track by Mermer from the album Amber Sea. Would you like to choose any particular track?
Is there a reason why you want to play Amber Sea? It's the older record.
Ah, okay. So which one
I'm
would
fine
you...
with either record. I love both records.
Okay.
I'm fine with
so
it.
Which one would you like us to play?
How long do we have?
I don't know. Probably not long.
I would choose something from Firestar, so why don't you choose something based on how much time you have? Because one of the tracks is 10 minutes and one is 3 minutes, so...
Okay,
you know.
So we'll probably play the short one.
If you're going to play a short one, I would play maybe Hot Snow Part 3.
Hot Snow Part 3. Okay. So thanks again, and all the best to you. Stay warm in this cold weather in Poland.
Thank you. You stay warm and stay healthy.
Thank you. So you've been listening to Polish Daily on Resonance. This was an interview with Agnes Szelak, which was supposed to happen 2 weeks ago, but I was sick. But finally we managed to do it, and next week we should have an interview with Piotr Czerwiński, who is a writer, Polish writer, living and working in Dublin. Thank you very much, and I'll speak to you next week.